Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Boston. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Tuesday, May 13th. You'll be interested to know. 179 years ago today, in 1846, the United States Congress formally declared war on Mexico, marking the beginning of the Mexican-American War. This pivotal event led to significant territorial expansion for the United States, including the acquisition of present-day California, Arizona, and New Mexico. The war's conclusion with the Treaty of Guadalupe Hidalgo in 1848 reshaped the nation's landscape and set the stage for its emergence as a continental power. So now you know. And now, it's time for the weather report. This morning, it's mostly sunny, and it feels like 57 degrees, with 9 mph wind. The sunset will take place at 7:28, and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:17. It looks like we're in for some mostly sunny skies today, with a high near 65 and a gentle northeast breeze. Tonight, expect mostly cloudy conditions, with a low around 50 and light winds. For all you beach runners out there, the first low tide Tuesday will be at 6:30 with a high tide at 12:45. The nearshore buoy at Cape Cod Bay reads 50 degrees for the water temperature. Looking ahead in the weather, expect mostly cloudy skies Wednesday with a high near 71. A chance of rain showers moves in Wednesday night with a low around 57. Thursday brings more chances for showers and thunderstorms with a high near 69. Thursday night, expect a low around 59. Friday could see a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms with a high near 77. Saturday will be partly sunny with a high near 75 and rain showers likely Saturday night with a low around 56. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sends you. In local news, voters in Massachusetts will decide next year whether to maintain or repeal a comprehensive law that expanded gun restrictions. Supporters officially launched the Vote Yes for a Safe Massachusetts ballot question committee, emphasizing that repealing the law would pose a threat to public safety. Ruth Zacharin, executive director of the Massachusetts Coalition to Prevent Gun Violence, will chair the committee. The law enhances the red flag law, restricts firearms in certain public areas, and introduces measures against untraceable ghost guns. Critics, including firearm owners and Second Amendment advocates, have already initiated efforts to place a repeal question on the 2026 ballot. Now on to sports. Michael Jordan is making a triumphant return to NBC as a special contributor for the network's upcoming NBA coverage, set to begin next fall. During NBC Universal's upfront presentation in New York City, Jordan expressed his excitement about the network rejoining the NBA, having last aired the league in 2002. NBC is embracing a wave of 90s nostalgia, including the return of John Tesh's Round Ball Rock as the official anthem. The network is part of an 11-year, $76 billion broadcast deal, featuring exclusive games and significant playoff coverage. Fans can look forward to a familiar feel from this iconic era. In local sports, last night was a rough night for Boston sports. At Comerica Park in Detroit, the Red Sox were outmatched by the Tigers, falling 14-2. Despite Raffy Devers, At Hamilton putting runs on the board, the Sox struggled to contain Detroit's offense. Houck took the loss, allowing 8 hits, while Torres was dominant with a homer and 3 runs scored. The Tigers' bats were too hot to handle, racking up 18 hits, leaving the Sox with a record of 22-21. Tonight, the Sox battle the Tigers at Comerica Park in Detroit for Game 2 of this 3-game series. Brian Bello, boasting a 2.01 ERA, faces Tyler Holton. First pitch is set for 6:40, with clear skies and a temperature around 68 degrees. In New York last night, the Celtics fell to the Knicks 121-113 at Madison Square Garden. Jalen Brunson shined with 39 points, pushing New York to a commanding 3-1 series lead. Despite Jason Tatum's impressive 42 points and 16 rebounds, Boston couldn't close the gap, and everyone is very concerned with how Tatum went down in the fourth quarter. It looked like it could be an Achilles injury. The teams head back to Boston for Game 5 on Wednesday, giving the Knicks a chance to close out the series against the hostile crowd at TD Garden. In top news, the United States has suspended livestock imports from Mexico due to a threat from the New World screwworm, a dangerous parasite. U.S. Secretary of Agriculture Brooke Rollins stated the ban will be enforced on a month-by-month basis to protect American cattle. The parasite was recently detected within 700 miles of the U.S. border. Rollins emphasized that this is not about politics or punishment of Mexico, but rather focused on food and animal safety. Mexico's agricultural leaders argue that established protocols ensure cattle are free from the parasite, but discussions for a resolution are ongoing. In business news, McDonald's coffee has gained a loyal following, with many fans preferring it over specialty cafe options because of its consistent taste and surprising quality. According to McDonald's chef Mike Lingo, the secret lies in their use of 100% Arabica coffee beans, sourced from sustainable farms, combined with precise brewing techniques, including Japanese flash brewing for iced coffee. This attention to detail results in a flavorful cup that cannot be replicated elsewhere. Lingo emphasizes the importance of quality and sustainability, making McDonald's coffee a beloved choice for many consumers. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is down 0.5% to about $103,000. Ethereum is down 3% to about $2,500. And Goatsy's Maximus is down 26% to 18 cents. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates with several locations in the Boston area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Canton, Wellesley, Hingham, Brookline, and Framingham. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk science. The Doomsday Glacier, known as Thwaites, poses a significant threat to coastal cities worldwide. Researchers from the British Antarctic Survey endure extreme conditions to study this vast ice flow, which is losing ice faster than it accumulates. Thwaites currently contributes to approximately 4% of sea level rise. Its complete meltdown could raise global sea levels by 0.5 meter, displacing millions. Although some scientists propose geoengineering solutions, such as thermosiphons to freeze the glacier, challenges remain. As climate change accelerates, the future of Thwaites remains uncertain, urging immediate action and research. And in entertainment news, Nicolas Cage is back as the fan favorite black and white hero in the first look at Prime Video's live action series, Spider-Noir. After voicing the character in Spider-Man: Into the Spider-Verse, Cage dons the iconic costume, complete with a fedora, white goggles, and trench coat, in a black and white photo released during Prime Video's Upfronts presentation. Set to debut in 2026, Spider-Noir follows an aging private investigator in 1930s New York who must face his past as the city's sole superhero. The show will be available in both black and white in color, featuring a talented cast alongside Cage. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American writer and philosopher, Eric Hoffer. And he said, "In times of change, learners inherit the earth, while the learned find themselves beautifully equipped to deal with a world that no longer exists." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the weather reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Boston.